It is Lissa's Live Music Podcast. You know the dealio. Every week I have a different artist in studio, someone who is local, a musician I love, and I tell everyone where you can go see them live, and we learn a little bit about them. And this week, it is my buddy, Brian Bang.
Hey. What you guys don't know is that Lissa and I share the same birthday. I'm not going to tell you when.
Do share the same birthday. You can. October 25th, next week.
Yeah.
Get us both something special.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm such a fan of yours, dude. Not just as a musician, but as a human.
Thank you. You know, we've had a chance to chop it up.
Yeah.
The feeling is mutual for sure.
And you're fresh off a near-death experience. What is this? I see a photo on Facebook of your tire shredded. What happened to you?
Listen, I was coming home from a show with Kenny Norton from Grace's Downfall. And, you know, and traveling up here, as a matter of fact, it blew out a couple miles from the studio and I was able to get the car to the gas station.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Do you notice, and I don't know what this says about my own disregard for my life, but when I have my piano in the vehicle with me, I drive so much more carefully than when it's just me. Do you do that with your equipment too? I don't know
absolutely
why that is. I'm like 10 and 2.
Absolutely. Well, I wouldn't be the world's greatest driver anyway, but you know what I mean? So it's all good. But
so you were playing with Kenny last weekend. That's the other thing I love about you. You play with everybody. You do the Cruisin' Banks duo.
Yes.
You play with the dudes from Grace's Downfall a lot, who we also love. You play solo. I just saw you solo up in Peckville a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming out. That was awesome.
That was so cool. But you just will get on stage with anybody. I love that.
Well, you know, part of that is that people will allow you to. And as you know, it's not easy for a group or individuals to bring somebody up. They have to trust you.
Right.
And I think that's the one thing that I've been able to garner. You know, I play with John Quinn and Johnny D and you know, Dashboard. They've all given me an opportunity with their platform.
But it says a lot about you. They do trust you. And you're amazing because you are a multi-instrumentalist. You can play drums. You can play guitar. Which brings me to your album, The Sudden Sounds of Urgency, this album that just came out. And how long did it take you to do this thing?
Yeah, it took a little bit longer than was required. It took so long. It was a 7-year process because I didn't really start it and do it right. It was a little bit built out of emotion.
Right.
You know what I mean? And the guys from Sound Investments are awesome. Wiggy and Tom, you've been in that studio. It was top notch.
Amazing.
And Wiggy turned to me and said, Brian, you cannot do this way. You can't come in and just do tracks randomly. You know, you're just going to waste your money. And so I was like, all right, man. I took his advice and just started breaking things down. And there were no other players. Wiggy
did
a solo.
Yeah.
Wiggy did a solo on the track Guilty, and everything else is me.
I can think of so few people that have that ability.
Prince,
and a few
it.
Other people. But honestly, to do everything on the album, that's remarkable.
And it took a long time. There was a lot of frustrating nights. You know, you're sitting there by yourself and you're tracking. You know, a couple of people came down to give support and hang out for a little while.
You know,
like my buddy Jason Macheska. You know, I did a song with him. It's an acoustic song. I'm going to throw that back up on Facebook so people can check it out.
Definitely.
And, you know, a lot of people came down for the support aspect. But it was a long process. But I thought, like, I needed to get some things emotionally released.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And you know
that's
how it
the
is.
Best way. So, I do know how it is. And I was just going to ask you, when you were going through what you were going through when you wrote the first few songs, did it seem like such a distant memory by the time you got to the last few songs? Did you see such a growth in yourself, even in your life, of the things you have been through? Because your lyrics reflect that.
That's a great point. Thank you for asking it that way. There was a growth and development stage that you get to. And then I also realized there was a stage where I'm like, these things are going to come across way too personal, and I need to craft them so they're universal. You know, I always say to people, you know, the one who's the more emotionally invested is the one who's more inclined to suffer. So
sure.
What you try to do is come to a point in your life where it's as even as you can possibly get it.
That's a good way to look at it. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, we can't sit here and lie and say, oh, I've never been that bad person. Maybe I didn't set out to do that to somebody, but circumstances happen that
way. Even if
it's
not intentional, you still hurt their feelings the same amount.
Yeah, and I think, you know, what we have a problem with, Lissa, you know, as people, is we want to claim we want true honesty from folks. And then when we get it, we want to be like, yo, that is not the way. But
it's harsh. Yeah, it's so true, though.
You know, and, you know, I've had to live with that component, as we all have often. You know, you got to suck it up and it'll be what it'll be. You know?
It's got to be so therapeutic to have these songs out. What I love also about you is you put them acoustic in an acoustic setting when you did your solo show the other night.
Thanks.
Just you and a guitar. I was relating to the songs, and I'm like, I can't wait to hear the produced version of these songs.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
It must be neat, though, to see that reaction from people when they start to relate.
Listen, people will say, give or take one or two things. I don't have children. When you have done something personal like that and put that time in and people give you that back, it's it is your child, you know, for lack of a better term.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like you said, and you know, you're out there playing your pieces. I've seen you, I've heard you. And sometimes people don't understand, as an artist in any form, you know, whether it be a chef, whether it be on any painting or artistic level, when the manifest product is in front of anybody, you're like, oh, this is great.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
When you're playing out live, particularly if you're only, you know, there'll be 500 people sitting there, could care less. But if there's 10 people that are fully invested in what you're doing,
amen,
and it's your own.
Amen, brother.
You know,
amen.
You know, it's hard to equate that feeling.
I don't think you can explain it to someone that hasn't experienced it. It's a type of connection that you can't replicate with anything else.
I agree. 100.
It's an instant friendship. It's an instant kinship. You feel less alone. I think that's why, as musicians, we don't sometimes make the choice to keep making music. It's, I have to. It's not I choose to. It's, I have to.
It's your blood, it's your oxygen. And go 100%.
I don't know if maybe we're all stunted socially, but the minute you can share your songs and your heart, your soul with people, and then you're not alone, you're like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, absolutely. When you spend all this time crafting it, when we step on that stage, it is something that is very personal to us.
Yes. But, like you said, just connect with a couple people, and that was a good night for me.
Yeah, that's all that needs to happen.
Now,
you know?
Where are you playing this weekend? Where can we see
I'll
you?
I'll be at Harry's. Be Harry's on Friday night. That's another thing. A lot of these places have been really good to all of us.
Yes. What time do you start
there? Yeah, I'm probably kicking that off at around 9:30.
Around 9:30. Okay, you know, awesome. And you have to plug, where can we find your album? Where can we find your live dates?
You know, we're hitting that whole social media thing, y'all. It's www.brianbanksmusic.com is where most of everything is consolidated. You know, I try to drive everybody there. But,
Brian,
you know, I'm on
Y.
Facebook. Yeah, Brian with the Y. Good call right there, see? And then on Facebook, Brian Banks Music, Instagram. You can check out all the other projects I'm doing, like with the Banks and Cruz duo. And, you know, I do a lot of stuff with Kenny from Graces and a lot of the people when they're gracious enough to have me. So, yeah.
Well, I appreciate that you came in today. This was so fun. I do need to ask a little bit about the single, because I have to spin a song. It's called The Underdog Scenario, and this is a banging song.
Well, thank you.
What inspired you to write this one?
You know, off the same concepts that we were talking about before. The first line kicks off, in your world, I was the underdog. Sometimes, whatever type of relationship you're in, business, partnership, or whatever, you feel you're getting the short end of the stick, and you want to express yourself, and then you have to take your stand.
Absolutely.
You're like, hey, I want this. And then you realize it doesn't want you, whatever it is.
The harsh reality.
Yeah, man. But it's the reality nonetheless. And, you know, it doesn't make those people necessarily wrong,
right,
or situations wrong. It just makes it what it is. And you've got to try to do what you got to do.
We have all been there at one point.
And we'll still be there.
Man,
I was breathing.
Thank you so much. See you at Harry's this weekend. And turn this up. This is Brian Banks, The Underdog Scenario.
Thank you.
Love
you. Peace.
The less admired choice. But now I've made a way. Don't seek me out with the most inspired. Voice. Where were these sounds when I? Sadness is nothing but madness. I've put up with it way too long. Now I'm gone. You despise what you cannot control. Please don't act like you had good intentions on your mind. Stop craving attention. Better when I wasn't worth your time. The time when I would have done anything. Your intent was a blame. The appearance of sadness is nothing but madness. I put up with it way too long. Now I'm done. Despise what you cannot control. cannot control.